Hey, gang, you got a minute? Good. This week's surprise package brings you a special treat. Each year, two of the major broadcasting networks in the United States present special preview broadcasts of their coming attractions. AFRS listeners will hear portions of last fall's special shows from time to time on Surprise Package. Today, we turn time back for the CBS presentation of Stars in the Afternoon as we stop at the home of Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. They seem to be having trouble with their radio.
It is a fine place for the radio to go dead, right in the middle of big town.
Hit the box a little bit.
Dear, this is a radio, not a pay telephone. Just because you got 85 cents in change and a call to Pasadena by hitting the box one time.
Hit it anyway, will you? Sometimes a wire or a tube is loose.
I'm going to get David's portable radio.
Harriet, you can't hear a big special program on a little portable. The quality's never right. David, Ricky.
We're standing right behind you, Pop.
Yeah.
Well, I need my tools very quickly.
I'll get them. May I help?
Well, no, thanks, Ricky. This is a one-man job.
That's what you said last time you worked on the radio.
Well?
It was Mother who fixed it.
Well, sometimes it's just this tube that needs straightening. Hey, there. I fixed it.
Fixed what?
The radio. See, I told you couldn't listen to a big show on David's little portable. Listen to that big radio tone. See, that's quality. Couldn't get that on a portable, Pop.
Ozzie, I'm standing right behind you with David's portable radio.
Are you trying to make me look ridiculous in front of the children?
Well, I don't see anything wrong with the tone quality of this portable. Here, I'll turn up the volume.
The biggest show in town, Stars in the Afternoon, invite you to listen to Joan Davis.
This is that big show.
Warrenville, USA, Sunday, September 29th. Tomorrow, big business returns to Swanville. For the past 3 months, the citizens of this happy little community have been away, giving their bodies and brains a vacation. But nowhere in town will you find anybody whose brains have been on a longer vacation than in...
Johnny's Tea Room, Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Fleming. No, we're not serving meat in our tea room tomorrow. There's a meat shortage, you know. Yeah, a terrible meat shortage. They can't get any cows to kill. Why, on my way down here, I passed a Bull Durham sign, and all it had on it was a Cocker Spaniel. Gee, I wonder who that can be.
May I come in?
Why, certainly, but you see, we're not really open for business yet.
Well, my name is Wally Brown, and I,
Oh, Wally Brown!
My name is still Wally Brown, and
yeah.
I heard you were opening your tea room tomorrow and needed a man to help you.
Oh, you're looking for a job, huh?
Sure.
Well, you know, in a tea room, most of the customers are women. Do you know much about women?
Well, all I know about a woman is if she looks old, she's young. If she looks young, she's old. Mm-hmm. If she looks back, follow her.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, waiting on customers is only one of the jobs, you know. You'll have to set the tables, mop the floors, wash the dishes, and do all the heavy work.
Well, I may not look it, Miss Davis, but I'm strong. I have muscles in my arms, muscles in my shoulders, muscles in my neck, muscles in my... Well, I've gone far enough in that direction, I think, don't you?
Gee, I think you have, too. But what makes you think that you'd like working for me, Wally?
Well, gosh, I've heard so much about you. People say you're wonderful fun to work for. They call you the queen of comedy.
Well, now, really, Mr. Brown?
Now that I see you, I agree with them. Really, you are a queen. You have everything a queen should have.
Oh, it's just standard equipment. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't feel too good today.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I've been all nervous about getting everything set for my opening tomorrow, you know. And on the way down here today, I got into a little trouble.
Trouble?
Yeah, I was arrested for driving too slow.
What do you mean, too slow?
The police car caught up with me.
Oh. Well, Just how fast were you going?
15 miles an hour.
Wait a minute now. 15? You can't be arrested for driving 15 miles an hour.
On the sidewalk?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, you see, that's why I've got this worried look on my face.
Well, I don't see any worried look. You look wonderful to me.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, you look kind of snappy yourself. I just love that two-tone outfit you have on, especially that sport coat.
Oh, the coat? Oh, it's just an ordinary coat made of mohair.
Yeah? I wonder where Mo gets all that hair. smell kind of pretty, too. What is that you have on?
Ah, this is something called Lover's Lament. It's made of a rare spice, and very rare. In fact, it's very hard to get.
Is that so?
Very hard.
Well, smell this handkerchief, Polly.
Gee, that's wonderful. What is it?
Clean linen. You can't get it at all.
You know, gosh, it'd be wonderful to have you as my boss. I'd love to work for a girl who's so ludicrous.
Oh, yes, I just love good music. In fact, all us Davises love music. You know why in Scotland all of us in the Davis family played the bagpipe?
Oh.
And when we walked down the street, everybody would say, "Here comes the Davis clan. Pipe those bags." Are there any questions on that one?
Well, be that as it is, you still haven't answered my question.
What question?
Do I go to work for you in your tea room beginning tomorrow?
Well, yes, I think I will try you out, Wally.
Oh, boy, that's great. You know, this is the chance I've been looking for. I'll do everything in my power to make good, too. And now that you've been running your tea room for a year or so, and I'm very new at it, I wonder if there's any advice you can give me to help me.
You really want my advice?
You bet I do.
All right. Come here, Wally. I'm going to talk to you like a Dutch uncle.
Yes?
Ein kleiner Flirtekraus und Bagel Domstar. I wonder if that means anything.
You know, frankly, I haven't any idea what you're talking about. Not even the slightest inkling.
The slightest whatling?
Inkling. Don't you know what an inkling means?
Oh, sure. When two fountain pens get married, they have a little inkling.
Gosh, I didn't think you knew, but... Really, Joan, I'm certainly glad you're going to give me the chance of working with you. You know, I've always dreamed of living out here in California and basking in the beautiful sunshine.
Basking in the what?
In the sunshine.
Why, Wally, do you think it's always like this?
Isn't it?
Listen, Wally. Here in California, people are proud of the climate, always fair. And when a cloud appears, they shed no tears. They never will admit it's there. But I'm a girl who likes to tell the truth. And so I frankly say, there's something falling from the clouds above. And brother, it ain't hay. Oh, the weather outside is appalling. The Chamber of Commerce is stalling. They hasten to explain. Tis a rain. And the weatherman is frowning. 'Cause the ducks in his pond are drowning. But he stubbornly maintains. Tis a rain. And the Hollywood Bowl is jammed. Every seat in the place is sold out. While the people enjoy Chopin, they're sitting there fishing for trout. Oh, I heard a man remarking as the troops were disembarking from a battleship at Fifth and Main. Tis a rain. I see the cottages a-floating by. Hear the lightning and thunder crash. And the water is getting high. As high as your father's mustache. When April showers come down this way, true Californians brush them away. For when it's raining, here's their excuse. They say it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining orange juice. They insist that the sun is beaming. You can hear the natives screaming as they disappear down the drain. Tis a rain. Joan Davis, wonderful Ozzy.
Oh,
here,
sure.
Your tools, Pop.
Oh, thanks, David.
Harriet, turn off the portable, please, will you?
But, Ozzie, I want to hear this big CBS show.
I know, dear. That's why I'm fixing the big radio, so you can hear it properly.
Well, why must I turn the portable off until you fix the big set?
Because I can't concentrate.
Oh, okay.
Well, then, David, let's get into this, huh? Ready, son? Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Pliers.
Pliers.
Tape.
Tape.
How are we getting to it? Wrench.
Wrench.
Hammer.
Hammer.
Iodine.
Iodine.
Did you hurt yourself, Ozzy?
It doesn't matter, dear. Well, I think the set's fixed. Listen, I'll turn it on. It takes a little time to warm up.
I'm turning on the portable.
Harriet.
Yes, Ozzy?
Do you think the music sounds good on this little set?
I do.
No, I don't. Will you turn it off?
Ozzy, I'm interested in what's next.
Stars in the Afternoon, the biggest show in town, brings you the star of Sparkle Time, which starts next Friday evening. Meredith Wilson.
Thank you. Good afternoon, all. Did you ever have a tune go running around in your head so that you couldn't think about anything else, and at the same time, you couldn't remember the name of the tune? Doesn't that drive you nuts? I had this happen to me the other day, and this was the tune that did it. Now, that's awfully familiar sounding, isn't it? I bet you have the name of it right on the tip of your tongue. Haven't you? Don't you wish you knew what it was? By the way, if it's all right with you folks, this winter when I play the different musical numbers, we won't resort to any title gags. You know, like when the announcer says, "Well, what are you going to play, Joe?" And the band leader says, "From Monday on." And the announcer says, "Well, won't the band get pretty tired?" And then Joe says, Joe says, you don't understand. From Monday on is the title of the next number. And then the announcer says, oh. And then the band plays from Monday on. You can also do it with All Through the Night. Did you know that there are 84 dance bands in Newark, New Jersey alone? And nearly all of them try to imitate Fred Waring's Glee Club? Isn't that interesting? I only mention those very interesting statistics because what we're going to do next isn't an imitation of Waring's Glee Club at all. It's more of an imitation of the Waring imitators, you might say, doing Down by the Old Mill Stream.
Down.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, ten. Queen, by your own milk, a star.
Davy, what do you think's wrong with the big set?
Might be the tubes.
And it might be the tubes.
And it might be the short.
There might be a short.
It might be in the condenser coil or in the amplification system.
And it might be a short.
Will you three boys please be a little more quiet so I can hear?
Harriet, I don't know just what's the matter with this big radio. Say, if I could only cannibalize a tube from the portable...
Did you say cannibalize?
Well, yeah, it's an old army expression. It means taking parts from broken equipment to make one good one out of two bad ones.
Well, if you take a tube out of this portable, you may make two bad ones out of one good one.
Now I'll show you what cannibalizing is, Harriet.
Well, careful, Ozzie. That tube may be hot. You drop it.
Harriet, please. I know what I'm doing.
Now we have no radio at all.
I'm sorry, dear. Why don't we go out and buy a new one?
Ozzie, a brand new post-war radio? I'll run right upstairs and get it.
No, Harriet, wait a minute. There's not time for that. The show only lasts an hour or more.
Well, I'll hurry, dear. I won't be long.
Are you almost ready, Harriet? Harriet! Better hurry! Harriet, aren't you dressed yet?
Ozzie, this is terrible. Walk, walk, walk. You and your cannibalizing.
Well, here's the store.
Meredith Wilson's California Music and Radio Store. Welcome, Iowans.
Yeah, come on in.
How do you do? I'm from Mason City, Iowa. And where are you from?
Just a minute, I don't get this. Aren't you Meredith Wilson, the musician?
Not according to my old piano teacher in Mason City. He used to say, Meredith...
Excuse me, but you are the same guy we heard a little while ago on that big CBS show.
Oh, yes. He used to say to me, Meredith, you'll never make a living.
Excuse me, but what are you doing running a radio store?
Making a living?
Well, can't you make a living out of radio?
Only selling it.
Oh, it's...
Well, ours is broken, and we'd like to
Just a moment. If your radio is broken, how did you hear me?
Oh, Ozzie broke our radio right after he heard you.
Well, nice.
Well, if it isn't Ozzie and Harriet.
Well, if it isn't
Jack Carson.
And Meredith Wilson. This is fantastic, Meredith. You running a radio store. What's the matter? Are you disgruntled with the life of an orchestra leader?
No, I'm thoroughly gruntled.
Yeah. Well, then, what is this radio store routine? What do you know about running a radio store?
Listen, Jack, I learned all about selling radios when I worked for the John Vance Music Company in Mason City, Iowa. That's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did I wait on the trade and demonstrate flutes, I was also one of the Jones brothers.
Hmm? How did Mr. and Mrs. Jones feel about that?
Well, the Jones brothers were just the name of our trio.
The Jones brothers. Very flashy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thought so. We chose it because, besides me, there was my brother and a chap named Harold Keitel.
The Jones brothers. Well, it was easy to spell, anyway.
Everyone said our music was just as unusual as our name.
Whatever became of you?
Me?
Yes, you.
I left Mason City and came to California and opened a radio store. I'd like to show you an unusual radio that can tune in any incident in anybody's life.
Are you kidding? Let's see you tune into what went on at my house last night.
I accept the challenge. Here goes.
Come on, Togwell, let's go into dinner.
But I'm not hungry, Uncle Jack.
But you weren't hungry last night either. What's the matter with you?
Master Togwell is in love, sir.
In love, preacher? Oh, fiddle faddle.
Oh, what do you know about it? Gee, this is something new. I just met her and she's wonderful. Boy, she's out of this world.
Out of this world? I mean, she lives at Pismo Beach?
Okay, go ahead and be funny. Boy, if you could only see Gloria. By the way, Uncle Jack, on account of my date and everything, could you let me have, say, about a dollar and a quarter?
A dollar and a quarter?
Well, sure. Gloria's pretty sophisticated. Gee, I got to show her a good time. She's the fastest girl in our crowd.
Can't she slow down to 75 cents? Anyway, Tugwell, you don't have to spend that much money on a girl.
Oh, yes, I do. On account of Gloria drinks twice as much as I do.
Drinks?
Yeah. When you double straw a Coke with her, you haven't got a chance.
She's almost one ahead of you, huh?
Master Tugwell, why don't you bring the young lady over here for the evening?
Yes, why don't you do that, Tugwell? You could have a dandy evening playing the phonograph.
Yeah, with those corny old records we got. Gee, we haven't got anything that's hap.
Oh, we haven't, eh? What about that record I bought last week?
Some hep record. Al Jolson singing Sonny Boy.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, but you can't dance to
you
it.
You certainly can dance to it. All you have to do is to turn it up real fast.
Well, I tried that. It sounded like somebody had dropped a blotter on the ink spots.
I don't care what you say, Tug. Well, I still think you ought to bring your girlfriend here to the house. Now, this Gloria, I'd like to meet her.
Well, gee, can't we wait a while?
Why should we wait?
Well, I'm just beginning to get someplace with her. You see, you don't understand about things like this, Uncle Jack. Gloria's a very hep gal, and you're a... Well, you're sort of a...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, say it. I suppose I'm what you call a square.
Well, I wouldn't call you a square, but you are kind of oblong.
That's gratitude for you. I spent years trying to bring up a nephew so he'll have some respect for me.
Well, I got to get ready now. I got to comb my hair and everything. I only got about a half an hour.
You see that preacher? He doesn't pay any attention to me.
If I may say so, sir, I think you should try getting closer to the boy.
Huh?
You know, be more of a comrade, a chum.
Maybe you're right.
I'll go, sir.
Hello, Mr. Teacher. Hello, Mr. Carson.
Oh, hello, Norma Jean. Preacher, don't you say hello to Norma Jean?
Very seldom, sir. I did it once to my immediate regret.
Well, what do you mean?
She said hello, mm-hmm. and I said hello. Mm-hmm. And she said, how are you? Mm-hmm. And I said, fine. Then she giggled a bit. And the next thing I knew, I was involved in a game of Indians.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I was the pole that held up the wigwam.
Well, that doesn't sound so terrible, Tracy.
No, sir, but later on they built a fire in the wigwam. And as Hiawatha would say, it began to get a bit warm around the shores of Gitche Gumee.
Mm-hmm. Well, Norma Jean, what can I do for you today?
I came over to return that cup of sugar we borrowed.
Oh, well, there was no hurry.
Well, here it is. Mother said to thank you.
Well, that's perfectly all right. Any time at all, I'm always glad to help out a neighbor.
Thank you. Mother wants to know if she can have her 50 cents deposit back now.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Here you are, honey. Now, don't lose it. You know what I'm going to do tonight, Norma Jean? Just made up my mind. I'm going to go out with Tugwell and his girl, Gloria. We're going to do all the things that high school kids do.
Oh, are you going to a Coke sesh?
Yeah. What was that?
Oh, I forgot. You don't know what that means, do you?
Oh, don't worry, Norma Jean. I'm hep. Of course I know what a Coke sesh is. You have a couple of Cokes, and then you sit around and sesh a while.
Oh, Mr. Carson, you're funny.
Well, all right, then. What do they do?
Well, I've never been to one, but I've heard they just dance and listen to records of Frank Sinatra and Andy Russell.
Well, I ought to fit right in there. Gee, I could sing just like Sinatra. Listen. Full moon and empty eyes. Well?
Try Andy Russell.
You know, you gave me an idea, honey, though. I bet I'd make a big hit with Tugwell's girlfriend if she found out I could croon. The trouble is, I don't know very many of the late songs.
Why don't you sing her that song you and I were practicing yesterday?
Yeah, that is a new song, isn't it?
Oh, yes. They play it on the radio all the time.
Well, let's try it through once. I'll get at the piano and you start it, honey, okay?
All right. A jolly little man comes down our street with a basket full of things to eat. Toddling along his merry way, I run to him and say, Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum.
I got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Apple on a stick, apple on a stick. I got 10 pennies for an apple on a stick. Yum, yum, yum. An apple a day is dandy. It keeps the dark away.
I like it better than candy. It's yummy in your tummy any time of the day.
Oh, mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick? Apple on a stick?
Mister,
have you got an apple on a stick?
Yum, yum, yum. An apple with jelly on it will brighten up the day. And when I nibble upon it,
it's icky and it's sticky, but I love it that way.
Mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Apple on a stick? Apple on a stick?
Oh, mister, have you got an apple on a stick? Yum, yum, yum. Yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Well, what do you think of that, Mr. Carson?
Well, I think it's wonderful. Really, I do.
Everything that happened to you at home yesterday evening.
Ozzie and I think it's wonderful, too, Mr. Carson.
So do Harriet and I, Mr. Carson.
Well, I think it's wonderful, too.
Naturally.
Naturally. I wasn't home yesterday evening. So long.
Now that he's gone, may I ask just what you had in mind?
When he came in, we had a radio in mind. Now I'm not sure I have a mind.
An understandable suspicion.
You see, our radio is broken, and we're missing so many good things. Good plays and good talks, and good jokes and good music.
Good music? We have just the radio for that. Our sumptuous symphonic special. Just listen.
This has been a special surprise package presentation of Stars in the Afternoon, the first of a series of rebroadcasts of last fall's special preview programs by American Radio Network. See you next week, gang. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.